In the current daf, Masechtas Yuma daf Tesayin, begin Omer Alf, begin Tais the Master, begin with the Gemara. During this Mizrachis, he hoisa lishkas lechem apanim. The southeast was the chamber of the lechem apanim. So Tais points out the lekam apach. The Gemara later on, the Bizayim and Alf asks the lebem sit in the tamen muchach. That actually from the Mishnah Sechtas Tamen is obvious. The hoisa the mekem Mizrach Zivinus actually was the northeast. How do we know this? Because the kachashim lishkas talayim, because it started counting from the chamber of the lamb shoyis became rabbis tzvaynes that was in the northwestern corner. Ad lishkas lechem apanim. If you go up until the chamber of the showbreds, you have dal lishachis. You have the four chambers. And mechimikaves derchimen, which we normally do if you go counterclockwise, you go from to the right side. Nimtzis lishkas lechem apanim comes out that the chamber of the lechem apanim, which is number four over there, is besvaynes mazrachis is actually in the northeast. I'm sure the Gemara is going to answer that question. But says to the Bakashan, the difficulty we had is Lifach Nami, the Gemara should also have asked. The Le'el Kama, because previously we said, the Sharash, the Lishkai Seho, what are the other two chambers? Ablishkas HaChisamas is the chamber of the receipt, Ablishkas Beis Maikid, and the chamber of the house of the fire. If Achad Kama here, it says, Shalach has gone to Beis Chashmanei Bechulu, that one of them, they concealed these stones from through the house of the Chashmanam, Bechulu, etc. But Achad Kama says, really, one of them, you go down to the Ben Tvilo, so that itself should be a contradiction. And then it says, Yeshama Tuba Ekel Lishachas. No, you could say that actually that there were many chambers, Umine Kalim, and many types of vessels, many chambers and many vessels, but used for two or three things. So it could be, it had dual functions, and there was not a contradiction that here we said this and there we said that. We just picked other things, but it's actually the same places. Tinex Tais Master begins with the Gemara, Ikapalga the Amso. What do you mean? You still have a half Amma. What are you talking about? That it has to be a low wall on the eastern wall of the Harabais. Now, says the Gemara, Hadla Mishani, this is the Gemara didn't answer that, no, it's not a riot. There's like Gerbalas Minakli, even like Drabbanon, Shaykhil Hoyle, Skubalamato, Mepiskoi. What do you mean? The Heichel, the sanctuary had a the Skufa, the door on the bottom has a doorstep, Lamata on the bottom, Piskoi, in the opening, Shaykhil Chatsiyama, there was a half Amma high. Which that covered that space of half Amma that you could see from the Pesach Adachna, and therefore had to be over the wall and not through the wall. So it's Taisa, no, because the Gemara knew that it didn't have that. And then to the Slavish Ayla, and even if you'd say that it did have one, Ayla Shah, Shamakamaikin, the other gates also had that. So you still have a half Amma because everything that has the same elevation of a half Amma, and therefore again, that's why the Gemara seemed to say that it had to be like a Lezavin Yaakov. The next test master begins with the Gemara. So, Homani, who's this like? Rabbi Yehuda. You could say it's not like a Muslim Yaakov. You could say like Rabbi Yehuda. That he says, Mizbeach and Mutzah v'chulu. The Mizbeach took up the middle space, blocking the entry of the Heichel. Now, which is, Ve'chas le'pischos. They recover the opening. But Gav v'shul Mizbeach, Ho'imed v'fonav in the height of the Mizbeach. The standing of Sikoi, and it gets in the way, like Rashi says, it's going to be 22 and a half. Amos, it would block. The truth is, we didn't have a sage of Yehuda. Could it say like a Shimon too? Dumb pair case of the says, the whole Mizbech is in the north. The Mizbech, my Kemish, Mechasim Nehapesach. So if the Mizbech is in the north, so then the ramp, which is to the south of it, together with the Mizbech, because the north starts actually in the middle of the entryway, so the ramp together with the Mizbech covers the opening of the Pesach, because the Afa Pesha Kemish, Jerry, Meshapel, Saradam, although the ramp is actually on a slant and goes down towards the south, there's a kingdom of Bez. But Hamadak the Kevin, the one who analyzes, will understand that before it goes down in its height to an Ephamas, Nafkale Shipur Mekadekin Pesach, the slope already has been covering the opening of the Pesach. Mimkain, how about Lugmaker Bishim? So we could have said that the Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Yasi, or we could have said like Rabbi Yasi, the Islay Nam Mizbech, Mutzapre Kachar Kachim, the Osis Mizbech is in the middle by the Kachar Kachim. So why do you have to say specifically like Rabbi Yehuda? The rather says, Taisim Mishim, the Behuda Shemila Behadis, because the Behuda, we have heard him explicitly. That he says this opinion, that if we quote it and say it could be like Rabbi Yehuda. Chiyagam nekem per kachukach. So we find zvachem daf mitchasam base. Lamar about the Barav. He says, "Homani, who is this tanish of Yehudi? Idom mizrech mutzav b'chul deyisem mizrech takes him to the middle of the heichel." Uparach. The Gemara asks, "Menukem kreb Yasi?" Says, "Kreb Yasi b'mutzav yosa holds someone. It's also in the middle." Mashalni. The Gemara answers, "B'shod Rabbi Yehuda shamin lam b'hedi." Because this is explicitly that we say that it should be like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, actually, says Taisus. From there, we have a difficulty in the interpretation of the teachers of Rashi. Shapirish, they explain, when the Gemara says, Hamani, who is this? Rabbi Hudahi, you know what we're going on? What do you mean, who is this? Hahida Midas. The Mishnah says it's Midas. And that is what, and Rashi quotes this, that these two different interpretations, what is this that we're saying, Hamani, Rabbi Hudahi? So says Tosis, Dimkain, if that's the case, and Tikshli Drabad Bahab Gufe, Uki Hasam, he explains over there, as we just quoted, that Hasam stumbled the Tamid. He says that actually, who's the non-matana of the Mishnah Sechta Tamid, Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanan, we learned the Mishnah of Bir, Mishnah Matzitain, Vachulu, said that's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Yehuda Moki Hacha, but that based on the teachings of Rashi, he was explaining that stumbled the meat this Kabbalah say. But Mo'amalel, but the Gemara had already said the stomach, the tummid, pleagad the midas. The non-mistan the mistach the stomach disagrees with the tummid midas. We can't like the midas, the stomach, the tummid, the midas, Kerbuda. How could you say that he's the non-mist mishnah both mistachs, which we already said disagree with each other? And that says mishnah. What you could say is that you're right. Although we're explaining over here that who's the tummid of mistach the midas with the Rabbi of Rashi saying like a Behuda, but that doesn't remain lamaskana. And the belav hochim actually shaper because anyways the Gemara asks. Mistomid the midas kufayu from the non mistan mesach midas that it can't be like a Yehuda. Umezvech kufay from the zvech itself the parak the Gemara asks. Oh, maybe it's like a Yehuda v'chulu. Could you say it's like a Yehuda? So, anyways, the maskana. Of course, we know it's not going to be like a Yehuda, and therefore Avada was able to say, but the mesach zvachim that who's the mishnitin of the mesach mistomid is like a Yehuda because although over here we're saying he's that of midas, but anyways the Gemara falls off of that, and therefore the maskana. Of course, you could say that he's the tana of mesach mistomid.